Okay, about you, your education. What was the first school you attended? Where was that?
That was in Ponca City, and it was McKinley Grade School, and I went to the first and second grade there only.
Yeah. Okay, and then the first house you remember?
We lived in Ponca City, and then my father built the house out on Indian Hills Lake, where I lived.
All right. So by that time, you had electricity and plumbing and all that by living in town?
We did, yes. Yeah. And we had electricity out at Indian Hills Lake because back then everything was a rural electrical deal, but Dad talked him into running electricity because he was going to build all those cabins around the lake. So we were one of the few rural houses that had electricity.
You just have to admire him to have that kind of thought. I'm going to build a lake, and then I'm going to sell property around it.
Yeah. And there was great water there, so you didn't have to drill down too far to get good water, you know. And so, and then he had electricity, which is a big thing. Yeah.
As a child or a teen, things you did for entertainment, radio. Did you listen to radio much?
We did. That was, you know, there wasn't any television or anything. Radio was your main source of information and amusement. Yeah.
Remember some of the radio programs?
Oh, my God.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
I was just going to say Fibber McGee and Molly, the great Gildersleeve.
Amos and Andy.
Amos and Andy. Those kind of programs were very entertaining, you know. You couldn't wait for them to come on.
Right. Probably laying on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Looking at the radio.
Looking at the radio, yeah. You couldn't wait.
Those were good days, weren't they?
They were good days. Simple but good.
Yeah. What was the first car you remember that your parents had? Do you remember?
He had a Hudson Terraplane, it was called. Beautiful car. Small front seat, and I would sit up where the back window was.
Yeah.
So it was only a one-seat car. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So it was a coupe then, probably.
Huh? It was a coupe, right. Yeah. But he had trucks, you know. They had a lot of pickup trucks. Yeah.
Would you say then that your family was, you always had money, I don't know if you're well-to-do, or how would you categorize?
Medium. Dad kind of made the impression that he had money, but he was always scraping around, getting things done, yeah. I'd say medium, yeah.